you so much, Diana. What a talent. I mean, and Fannie Lou Hamer, wow. Now, we have even more iconic figures on our website at beforeyougo.tv. And before we go,
we want to remind everyone to support the arts. This way, like us, you'll help keep history alive.
That's right, Nicole. So make a plan soon for a night at the theater, or how about the opera?
Yeah, there's no time like the present. What a gift.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Americans are being warned about the increased risk of crime and kidnapping in Mexico. The Department of State reissued a travel advisory recommending that American citizens refrain from traveling in several central and southern states in the country. The travel advisory stated violent crime such as homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery is widespread and common in Mexico. Vanessa Bryant took the stand in her lawsuit against Los Angeles County. Bryant says she's still suffering from panic attacks after losing her husband, basketball star Kobe Bryant, and their daughter in a helicopter crash. She and Chris Chester are suing the county for millions of dollars over photos taken at the crash site. A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reports a 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Celebrate Lakers night at Dodger Stadium on August 24th when the Brewers come to town. Watch an L.A. Laker throw out the first pitch and purchase a special ticket pack to receive an exclusive Lakers night jersey. For tickets, visit Dodgers.com/Lakers.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up.
Back it up.
If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics, hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing, history and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and you are listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about the subjects that don't get talked about enough within Black households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the Urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure that all of you who get up early catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation in order to live your best life. Speaking of living your best life, the word from Sister Not Wheelie this week is, it's not the amount of years in your life, it's the amount of life in your years. So tell your family and friends to download the KBLA 1580 app so you can listen anytime, anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580, and this morning we're having a conversation about preventing and surviving strokes. Our guest is Mary A. Nicholson, founder and president of Healings in Motion. She now resides in the Central Valley, and I can't say she's straight out of Compton, but I can say she's straight out of Jordan Downs. Mary went to UCLA and got her degree, and then she ended up in media. I've known her since high school, and I've had the pleasure of working with her when she was general sales manager at 103.9 KACE. She was my boss, and she's vicariously responsible for the success of KBLA Talk 1580. I say that because Mary gave our station manager, Mr. Elston Butler, the opportunity to call on the largest media buying agency in Los Angeles, Western International. And when Elston started calling on Western, his career soared from that point on. And now he's running the ship here at KBLA Talk 1580. Prior to being sales manager at KACE, Mary worked at this very signal, 1580 K-Day, when it was the number one hip-hop station in the country. And after KACE, she was owner of 104.3 The Breeze in Sacramento. She's truly one of the black female media legends in California. But this morning, we're going to talk about being a stroke survivor and a caregiver. And joining Mary this morning will be Manny Alonzo, who's a clinical neuro nurse specialist. So Mary, let's start by telling a little bit about your personal survivor story and how you ended up in the Central Valley.
Good morning, Gerald. It's my pleasure, and thank you so much for giving some time to talk about the detrimental illness, stroke. So many people think that it is, just don't know where a stroke occurs, and so it's important to disseminate information. And the best way to disseminate information is through entertainment. So it's a pleasure to be here. I lived in Sacramento, as you mentioned, and I would hop on Highway 5 and travel to L.A. and pass the Central Valley all the time. Never thought I would live here, never had a reason to, until I met this wonderful person, Ernest Nicholson, who lived in San Joaquin County. And God just speeded up our relationship. And at the time, my daughter was getting ready to graduate from high school, and I wanted her to be prepared for that. And so I moved back to L.A., and the first year of my marriage, we lived apart. Ernest and I lived apart. But once I got my daughter situated in school at UCLA, when I was getting ready to move back, my husband was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So when I came to the Valley, I became a caregiver, which I knew absolutely nothing about. And what happened is I was just a fighter. I just wanted to find things that could save his life. And the history of pancreatic cancer wasn't good in terms of surviving it, but I didn't want to say goodbye. So what I found out was that there were some things that could help, but at that time, my husband had surrendered to the fact that he was going to pass away. And once he did, I was just a nervous wreck. I was just so sad. And, you know, I guess I went through a lot of emotional trauma. And so shortly after he passed away, I had a bleed. I had a brain bleed, which is called a hemorrhagic stroke. And then I had an ischemic stroke, which is a blockage of oxygen to the brain while I was on the operating table, and grand mal seizure and a bunch of other things. And there was little hope given to my family that I was going to survive. In fact, the doctor said that if I survived, I'd be a vegetable at best. And you remember Reverend Gerald, because you were one of the friends who came up here in disbelief, like, how is this happening? And you were part of the prayer team that prayed me back to life. And so it is really so much of a pleasure to be here having this conversation with you today. But that's what brought me to the Central Valley.
Well, Mary, yes, I do remember, and you were always such a go-getter and such a fighter and just the person that inspired and motivated everybody. And I knew that if anybody could recover and become the person who spends the rest of their life healing and helping other people recover from stroke, it was you. You are definitely one of my favorite people in this world, and you know that. I don't need to tell you in front of everybody, but you know that. But what you've done is miraculous, and the work you're doing with Healings in Motion is miraculous as well. And I know you also brought a gentleman with you today who's on the line, Manny Alfonso, who is a clinical neuro nurse specialist. So Manny, welcome to Urban Family Focus, and tell our audience what a clinical neuro nurse specialist is.
Good morning. Good morning, Reverend Gerald, and good morning, Mary. Yes, my name is Manny Alfonso. I am a clinical specialist, and of course, the neuro, the aspect of the brain, is actually one of my subject matter expert responsibility here at St. Joe's Medical Center in Stockton, California. What that is particular specialty is, I focus more on exactly, because I'm also an educator for our nurses, I actually focus more on what it is about the brain that perhaps causes, for example, stroke. And stroke is actually the number one debilitating disease, as Mary alluded to. It's very, very important that cardiovascular disease regarding stroke becomes a focus, because it's actually, depending on where you are in the nation, it's either a number two, number three, or number four killer, only next to heart disease. So that's pretty much what I do. I provide education to our nursing staff, to our physician, and as well working with Mary in our community. One is prevention, and then also following up on our folks who actually are stroke survivors and see how they're able to cope post-stroke.
Well, I know Healings in Motion is doing great work in the Central Valley, but I also know that they have tentacles all over the United States and even internationally. People are, you know, because of the virtual nature of how we communicate today, people are chiming in from all over the world and getting help and contributing to Healings in Motion. So Mary, tell us, we know your experience, and how did Healings in Motion become what it is today? I know, like you and I were talking, you deal with people as far away as Nigeria. So give us a little background on how Healings in Motion exploded to the entity that it is that's helping people recover and become caregivers for stroke patients.
Absolutely, Gerald. Really, growing up, as I mentioned, information is key. And so when I was studying broadcasting, what I found out was that to have the greatest impact, you had to get into the business of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what made me enter into sales, to make sure that the money came in to be able to do the work. Well, when I was dealing with recovery, I had to, you know, at one given point, I had to be held up like a baby to be bathed. I had to go back to the beginning, and I was frozen on the left side, and, you know, I couldn't move. And what happened is, it was all very spiritual in nature, you know. Even in the hospital, I was given like a choice to stay or leave. And if I decided to stay, then I was given the mission to do this work. And what happened, though, is my healing became my business. Mm-hmm. I'm the CEO of my life.
Absolutely.
And if I'm going to make it work, then I had to do it. I had to find ways to surrender to God and to know that I'm not in charge. And that's my real healing started, was to totally surrender my life and say, I'm using the talents that I learned in broadcasting and the things that I felt when I was living in the Jordan Down Project and help others. I'm serious. From 8 years old, I knew what my mission was, and then being able to enlighten people and disseminate information was key.
And you do an excellent job of that, Mary, and I'm going to let you continue to disseminate this story when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy wives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
B-Warp is back. The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation continue their mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. Beginning August 4th and continuing every Thursday in August at 6 p.m., the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program presents Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. These virtual workshops will showcase opportunities to build wealth through alternative revenue streams. Register for this free series at laul.org/BWAARP and learn from the experts and benefits of ADUs and Airbnbs. Get the inside scoop from successful e-commerce moguls. Discover how to take advantage of gig opportunities. Get rewired for personal success. You don't want to miss Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. Innovative ways to help your family acquire incremental revenue and establish a turnkey business. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. Almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop. The threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief.
The California Crusader newspaper would like to thank all of our subscribers for their support throughout the years, proudly serving the South Los Angeles and South Bay areas for more than 40 years. The California Crusader is a multicultural, Black-owned, adjudicated newspaper that focuses on providing newsworthy information to the people in our community. We're constantly looking for ways to assist businesses in our community to connect with our subscribers. We provide low-cost, effective ways to promote your business with our reasonable and affordable advertising rates. You can participate by suggesting, sharing, and submitting your stories on the California Crusader newspaper Community Share Facebook group page, or visit our website at cal-cruise-news.com. That's calcruisenews.com. Then click on the Submit Now button located on the top right corner of the homepage, or text CCN to 42828. Again, text CCN to 42828. The California Crusader newspaper, working together to build a better community for our future. Subscribe today. Today.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning about strokes, stroke survivors, stroke caregivers, and how to prevent from getting a stroke. And we're talking with Mary Nicholson, who is the president of Healings in Motion and also the founder of that organization, And we also have on the line with us today is Manny Alfonso, who is a clinical neuro nurse specialist. Mary, before we had to step away, you said something that really resonated with me, and that is that you are the CEO of your life. And the comments that followed, I hope that people were really paying attention, because when we are stricken with any type of illness or tragedy in our life, that's the position that we encourage people to take. Become your CEO. Do what's necessary to get your business back up and running. And you were in the midst of telling us your story and how from 6 years old that you knew what your mission was in life. So continue that story for us, Mary.
Well, Gerald, Reverend Gerald, you are right on the money in terms of one time you wrote something about me and you said, Mary rides the storm, the ups and downs of life. And I never forgot it. I don't remember what the circumstances were, but throughout life we do have things that are great and things that are not so great. And it's a matter of positioning and how you want to deal with it, because those are the very things that strengthen you.
Absolutely.
I am so happy to be here, but at one point, my friends, including you, you flew up a Sunday, and one of my friends who is a doctor opened up his office to explain to my family and friends what had happened to me and said, listen, medicine has done what can be done for Mary. Now it's up to her. Do you recall that?
I do. I do recall that visit. I can't recall what the doctor said when he explained the things that you had gone through, but I do know that there are several types of stroke, and maybe now's a good time to have Manny comment on what those types of stroke are.
Yes,
absolutely. I think before I proceed, I think we want to put things in perspective. Everything below our head or everything below our neck relies on the ability of the brain to be able to control it. And what do I mean by that? Our ability to think intelligently, make decisions, move, speak, touch, all of that is made possible by the control of the brain. There's actually two areas of the brain. It's either our ability to move, and then our ability to touch and respond. For example, if we touch a hot object, the brain automatically, without even thinking, will tell our finger to get off that hot object. So if you don't have that control, if you sustain a stroke in that part of the body, you will not have a feeling of that hot object, and you'll surely end up with a burnt finger. So getting back to the type of stroke, there's actually two major types of stroke. One is what we call ischemic stroke, and then there's the one that's hemorrhagic, which is another word for a bleeding stroke, a bleeding in the brain. About 80% of the stroke is what we call ischemic stroke. And what that is there's a clot that travels from somewhere within the brain or outside of the brain and block the blood flow of rich oxygen, glucose, and nutrients to that part of the brain to provide nutrition to those cells that allow us to, again, to be able to function. So that clot, therefore, will stay there unless medicine intervenes. And one of the ways to take care of that, provided you meet a certain window of opportunity to light that clock, to break it up, it's a medicine called TPA, it's a thrombolytic. Mm-hmm. It actually breaks up this clot within the brain and allows passage of the oxygenated blood in those areas who are actually not receiving the oxygen. The other one is probably about 20-25% is the bleeding stroke. Again, this is perhaps the most dangerous aspect of the stroke. Now, imagine for just a minute. There should only be three things in our brain: the brain fluid, the brain tissue itself, and the blood. And if the blood is not confined within those blood vessels, it will leak out all over the brain, and it will result a major, major high blood pressure that will actually cause everything to actually, it's almost like trying to contain this amount of blood in a very, very rigid skull. So what is the result then? It's actually that blood flow, that high elevation of blood within the brain, the bleeding in the brain, will go to where it's least resistance. It will come out of the nose, ears, eyes, and maybe even lower and down the neck. It's the most dangerous one, and that's why it's very, very important, therefore, to identify what are the signs and symptoms of stroke to prevent it.
Well, I know I've heard that when you're having a stroke, there's certain things that happen to you, like you can't smile. And I've heard little things that are tips that lets us know when we have potential for a stroke. And also have heard that if we can recognize it quick enough and get to medical attention quick enough, we have a good chance of survival. Is that the case?
That is correct. There's actually a mnemonic. It's called a mnemonic. It's based on letters. It's actually the letters B as in boy, E as in eternity, F as in face, A as in arm, S as in Sam, and T as in time. Mm-hmm. About 80% of the stroke is front of our brain, and 20% is behind it. So the B stands for balance. So if we tend to be losing balance, we're feeling dizzy all of a sudden, that's one sign of a stroke. Mm-hmm. The E stands for eye. That's actually the posterior part, the occipital part of the brain. Our vision can get affected. It can be blurry or maybe lose an eyesight altogether. The F stands for face, facial droop, facial weakness. Maybe one is sagging over the other. A stands for arm weakness on either side. And the S actually stands for speech. You can have slurred speech where you cannot enunciate any word, and anyone's trying to listen to you will not be able to understand what you're saying. T stands for time. Time is muscle. Time is brain tissue. You must call 911 and not delay, because anymore now, many, many cities like Los Angeles, bigger cities, have stroke centers who can actually mitigate that, provided that any of those symptoms are addressed to, so it can maybe prevent it, get rid of it altogether, or minimize the residual effect of stroke after one has had it.
Manny, thank you for that explanation. I'm going to make sure this information gets on the Urban Family Focus website so people can remember what those things stand for. And that was a great explanation, the B-E-F-A-S-T.
Yes.
So, Mary, when you were having your experience, do you remember any of those things occurring?
Absolutely. But one of the things that, first of all, both of those strokes, remember I said I had both of them?
Mm-hmm.
But what is the magic word is sudden. Strokes don't just occur over time. It is part of what during your driving down the street or at work or laying at home, a stroke suddenly occurs, and it's so important for you to understand the symptoms and really get to the hospital immediately and take it very seriously. So advocacy is really important. Nobody knows how you feel but you. And if you have a real situation like that occur to you, it's not the time to go to sleep and think that it's going to be better tomorrow. You need to act on it immediately.
You definitely need to act on it. And just for those of you like me who was trying to write it down as he was talking, you know, that B stands for balance. The E is for eye. F is for face. A is for arm. S is for speech. And the most important one, T, is for time. We must react immediately if any of those things are occurring within our body. Because when we do and get that help as soon as possible, that's when we have the greatest chance of surviving and overcoming and returning to some sense of normality after we have a stroke. So we're going, go ahead, Mary. I just got a couple of seconds here. Go ahead, Mary. You're going to say something?
Well, time is so of the essence, and I do want to expand on that when we come back.
Okay. So speaking of time, when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Mary Nicholson from Healings in Motion and Manny Alfonso, who is a clinical neuro nurse who's an expert in this area. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. When we come forward, we're going to continue to talk about strokes, caregiving, and prevention of the same.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Two senior House Democrats want social media companies to do something about the spike in violent threats against law enforcement officers. Representatives Carolyn Mahoney and Stephen Lynch sent a letter to several companies, including Meta and Twitter. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell thinks Mardi Gras may not happen because of a police officer shortage. She told a town hall she doesn't want to put anyone at risk if it turns out there aren't enough officers on the street. Drake gets the nod as Shazam's most all-time searched artist. The Music Discovery app, for its 20th birthday, created a list of the most searched artists and songs and found Drake holds the record with 350 million Shazams. Drake's One Dance is his most Shazam song, being searched for over 17 million times. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Celebrate Lakers night at Dodger Stadium on August 24th when the Brewers come to town. Watch an L.A. Laker throw out the first pitch and purchase a special ticket pack to receive an exclusive Lakers night jersey. For tickets, visit Dodgers.com/Lakers.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up.
Back it up.
Better believe it, bro.
If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing, history and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me, on me, on me.
The Experience Christian Ministries, in collaboration with AHF and CD9, presents Church at the Park Experience. Join us this Sunday, August 21st at 11 a.m. for a Sunday you won't forget. Special guests include Faith Evans, Frankie J, Kamaya, and James Wright Chanel. Senior Pastor Shep Crawford and Co-Pastor Dr. Shalonda Crawford invite you to Church at the Park Experience at South Park, located at 345 East 54th Street, Los Angeles, California. This is a free event, and there will be free parking at Maya Angelou High School, located at 300 East 53rd Street. Join the ECM movement and get to South Park this Sunday, August 21st at 11 a.m. That's Church in the Park Experience at South Park, located at 345 East 54th Street. Come have an out-of-the-box but in-the-word experience this Sunday, August 21st at 11 a.m. at South Park. We'll see you there.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nicole Franklin.
And I'm Bryant Monte.
We're the host of the radio series Before You Go.
Yes, Before You Go, because there's no time like the present to talk to our guests.
Our 100-year-old guests.
What a gift.
We have 80 and 90-year-olds, too, but the older the better. Right, Bryant?
Oh, yes. And such amazing history.
We've got history on record.
History corrected.
Lots of smiles and, I'd say, some redemption as we unearth some deep, dark secrets.
Like politics. Politics, race, music.
Baseball.
Baseball. From sports to the silver screen.
From our 100-year-old guests.
So join us for a rewind in time.
Tune into our podcast on the KBLA 1580 app.
And listen live Fridays at 5 a.m.
And weekend mornings at 6 a.m.
on KBLA Talk 1580.
It's the 28th Annual African American Film Marketplace and S.E. Manley Short Film Showcase. The Black Hollywood Education and Resource Center is back with in-person and virtual screenings. Join us August 19th through 28th to see and stream films from around the world. All films will screen at Cinemark HHLA, located at 6081 Center Drive, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California. This year's films include With Salt, directed by Phyllis Bancroft. The premiere is Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. School Demic, directed by Alcee H. Walker, premiering Friday, August 26th at 7 p.m. And American Justice on Trial, directed by Herb Ferret and Andrew Abrahams, premiering Saturday, August 20th at 8:30 p.m. It's the 28th Annual African American Film Marketplace and S.E. Manley Short Film Showcase at Cinemark Howard Hughes, L.A. at 6081 Center Drive. Go to bherc.org to get your tickets and showtimes. BHERC is a nonprofit public benefit organization.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And this morning we're talking about surviving the effects of stroke, the prevention of stroke, and we have with us Mary Nicholson, who is founder and president of Healings in Motion, and we also have with us today Manny Alfonso, who is a clinical neuro nurse specialist. We have a caller on the line that I want to get to, but before I do, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For over 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our community have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. And I want to remind everybody to log on to laul.org/BWAARP and register for our last in our Mo Money series, which is Rewirement for Personal Success, that is going to be presented by retired senior VP from U.S. Bank, Daryl Brown. So we have a caller that's been holding, and I want to get to him now. Ronald, on line two.
Yes, good morning, Reverend Gerald.
Good morning, my brother. Ronald. How are you?
I'm well, brother. It's good to always tune into your show. It was a pleasure when I was on here because I know the important work you're doing, but I had to call with Mary Nicholson on the line.
Yes. We both go way back with her.
Oh, yes. Mary's one of my favorite people in life. Mary, first, before I ask my question, just want to congratulate you on your recovery. I've got an opportunity to see it, and God works. The question I wanted to ask you was this. Is there any particular demographic or age group or background that is more susceptible to stroke, something we can look out for?
Well, the older you get, and firstly, hello, my brother.
Good morning.
You and my family in love were my part of my prayer team that helped me heal. So thank you for calling. But what you're asking is an area that I really that's really important, and that happens to be about risk factors. The more risk factors you have, the greater propensity there are for you to have a stroke. And it was thought before that stroke only occurred to people who were elderly, and that is not true. A stroke can happen in a mother's womb. A stroke can happen to anyone, but it does occur more when you get older. But there are strokes that, in my case, I was under 50, and I could not understand it because I felt great. I was, I didn't understand why. What happened? Why did I have this stroke? Strokes used to happen. It happened to my father and many other people in my family, and that's one of the risk factors. But also the fact that as an African American, strokes occur 3 times more than it does to other populations. That's another risk factor. High blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, those things, the more of those risk factors that you have, the greater chance it is for you to have a stroke. And so, Manny, I would love for you to expand more on the risk factors, because that's very, very important for people to really get. You know, a stroke the more risk factors that exist, the greater propensity it is that you're going to have a stroke. But again, for baby boomers, we're in that age where strokes are predicted to occur even more as we age. And so, Manny, you have anything you want to offer on that?
Yes, I do, Mary. Thank you very much. Ronald, it's actually my pleasure to answer part of your question, and I'm going to kind of piggyback on what Mary was alluded to. She's right that, unfortunately, our brothers, African Americans, are probably 3 or 4 times more at risk for stroke. And also, when we actually speak about prevention, I'd like for us to really think outside of the box. When we are trying to prevent stroke, because stroke is a cardiovascular disease, preventing stroke is also preventing a heart attack. Preventing a heart attack and stroke is also preventing kidney disease. And one of the very independent risk factors is high blood pressure. What does high blood pressure mean in all the ramifications of things? As we know it, all the major organs, the brain, the heart, the kidneys, and all the major organs in our body rely on a steady flow of oxygenated blood, oxygen, nutrients for us to actually exist on a daily life. What happens, what causes, let's say, high blood pressure? So picture for just a minute inflating a balloon. You can only inflate a balloon with so much air before it busts open. The blood vessels, the arteries, are actually able to transport this oxygenated blood to its destination, like the brain, the heart, and the kidneys. I use those because kidney disease, stroke, and heart disease are so prevalent, and these are actually the major cardiovascular diseases. When you and I were born, and again, I want to piggyback to what Mary alluded to. When you and I were born, you'd like to think that all our blood vessels, when we become adult, the flow of blood in there will stay smooth and steady. Well, unfortunately, as we age, our blood vessels become stiff. They lose that flexibility. They don't bend as much. And then you couple that with some lifestyle changes. For example, our diet. That's why high cholesterol is actually one of the culprits that causes stroke. And what does high cholesterol do? Imagine for just a minute a sink and a drain that in due time begins to clog up. Water stands to stand still right there until we do something about it. We'll pour some drainer on it. We will get a plunger and push it in. So we need that pressure to clear that drain, don't we not? In our body, if you have a steady flow of high blood pressure, and that cholesterol is actually deposits. These are fatty things that are actually beginning to build up around the rim of the blood vessel. Sooner or later, the diameter of the blood vessel is going to narrow. So when it narrows, the amount of blood doesn't have to increase. But because it has to push against a high resistance, a cholesterol can actually break off and travel in the brain, in the heart, in the kidney. And it is this clot that potentially can lodge as far as it can go and cause a ischemic stroke. So high blood pressure then can be controlled.
Right. So, Manny, thank you for that explanation. We have a little bit of time left, and I want to get we have a lot of callers this morning, and I want to get to Reggie, who's on line three. Reggie, if you give us your question, we may have to answer it after we take a pause. But give us your question, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Reverend Gerald. Mary, my question for you is, how difficult was it to fight back from that, from the effects of a stroke? Because you made a remarkable recovery, and I've seen other people that haven't come back as far. Do you have any tips on what a person should do? Or is it maybe something that was done immediately after you had a stroke? Is there something we can do if we witness a stroke?
Well, the key is to, number one, don't stop learning. But there's something called brain plasticity. That means that the more you tax yourself to learn something new and different, it stimulates the brain cells, and that's part of the healing process. It's called brain plasticity. And so it is something that you should be doing as you age to continue to learn. And when I started Healings in Motion, I started bringing in experts to talk about different aspects of the brain, and the brain is amazing, and it controls everything that we basically do. And if a stroke occurs on the left side of your brain, it affects the right side of your body, and vice versa. The right side affects the left, and both.
No, go ahead, Mary. Well, let's pause right there. Let's pause right there, and we're going to let you pick up when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Comic-Con highlights Black creators and exciting new up-and-coming releases. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. It was late July, Comic-Con San Diego, where Black creators, publications, and characters were on display. Marvel announced Blade, starring two-time Oscar winner Mahershala Ali, to be released November of next year. DC Comics unveiled a brand new trailer for Black Adam, starring Dwayne Johnson as an anti-hero and supervillain who was a slave 5,000 years, reawakened with godlike power. Marvel also announced Kang the Conqueror, expected to hit theaters May 2024. Most emotional was the release of the first trailer for Marvel's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, where Wakanda can be seen mourning the loss of its king, T'Challa, hitting U.S. theaters November 11th of this year. Fans interested in upcoming related events can visit AfroCon.net and BSAMSD.org.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. Almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop. The threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief.
When did all the money made in cryptocurrency become such a burden? Let's face it, for some who are overnight fortunate, shiny cars and fancy homes are just a temporary fix. With so many people in the world in need, now there's a place to spread the wealth and keep a family's lights on. Pay it forward, and where there's blight, plant trees. Party with a purpose and save lives. 3Quality is an easy solution to charitable giving and connects us all. At 3Quality.net, those who have the means transfer tokens to a charitable wallet. Those at their lowest point now have a fund financed by crypto in which to turn. Need help or wish to provide help? Crypto meets charity at 3Quality. Visit 3, that's the number 3, quality.net, where every human is equal.
Amplifying progressive voices. We're KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're talking with Mary Nicholson and Manny Alfonso about stroke, the prevention of stroke. We're going to get in a little bit about caregiving and other issues. And I can tell right now, Mary and Manny, we're going to have both of you back at some time in the near future. We only have about 10 minutes left here, and we still are just getting started in talking about how to prevent and how to care for people who have stroke and all the great things that Healing Emotions are doing. We do have some callers. The phones are lighting up. So I want to go to, I believe that's Rain on line 4.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you. I just wanted to say good morning to both of you. Well, to all three of you, rather. Mm-hmm. And I do have one question. I wanted to know if you have any suggestions or tips. This is for either Mary or Manny. For a child of someone who experiences a stroke, or not even a child per se, but you mentioned the fact that advocacy is important. So in the role of trying to be an advocate, if someone experiences a stroke, what are some of the best ways that a loved one can advocate for them in their recovery? And what are some of the key questions that they can ask and some of the key things that they can make sure are being done in terms of their aftercare or recovery for their best, for having the best outcome, the best possible.
Thank you so much for that question, Rain. So Mary or Manny, either one of you can take that. We want to keep our answers concise because we have another question, another caller online, and again, we're getting down to the last couple of minutes of the show.
Mary, you can do it, or I can chime in.
Okay, thank you, Manny.
Go ahead, Manny.
Yeah, and one of the things I recommend is, just like our conversation at this moment, is, you know, what is stroke and know the causes of stroke. And we spoke about controlling high blood pressure. And, of course, high blood pressure does not happen overnight. High blood pressure is a progressive problem. And, unfortunately, it's one of those what we call a silent killer. We don't know we have high blood pressure until we start to maybe feel some symptoms, headache, dizziness. Then we go see our doctor. And then our doctor tells us, your blood pressure is too high. You need to watch your diet or you need to take these medications. Having said that, you need to learn how to manage it. And then, of course, your diet has a lot to do with it. Again, looking at cholesterol, food and all the like.
Hold on one second, Manny. I want Mary to be able to chime in because I only have a minute here before I have to move forward.
Yeah. Okay. What's important, I talk to people all the time whose parents had a stroke or a loved one. Firstly is to really understand how advocacy is so valuable, because when you get to the hospital, oftentimes you may not be at the top of the list, but you have to press forward and understand what the symptoms are. And if you say stroke symptoms, they have to see you. They have to take action right away. Isn't that right, Manny?
That is correct. Because you present those signs or symptoms, those medical professionals will clue in. And one of the things they will rule out first is maybe be sure you're not having a stroke. They will take you in there to get your brain. They'll do a CT scan to be sure to indeed you are indeed not having a stroke. That's
so
correct.
Hold on, Manny and Mary. We're going to pick up. We have two people holding with questions, and I may not be able to get to both of you. So please give your question to our engineer, and we'll try to get to it, and I will get an answer back to you in the future if I'm not able to talk to you this minute. This is Urban Family Focus. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
B-Warp is back. The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation continue their mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. Beginning August 4th and continuing every Thursday in August at 6 p.m., the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program presents Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. These virtual workshops will showcase opportunities to build wealth through alternative revenue streams. Register for this free series at laul.org/BWAARP and learn from the experts and benefits of ADUs and Airbnbs. Get the inside scoop from successful e-commerce moguls. Discover how to take advantage of gig opportunities. Get rewired for personal success. You don't want to miss Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money. Innovative ways to help your family acquire incremental revenue and establish a turnkey business. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
You're the victim of a car accident. Who goes to bat for you is crucial. We're MVP Accident Attorneys, the personal injury pros. Hiring the right law firm can be the difference between a rewarding settlement and striking out. When it comes to getting the maximum compensation you deserve, our team hits it out of the park. Call the pros at MVP Accident Attorneys at 833-MVP-WINS for a free case review. Call 833-MVP-WINS.
Call on me, your MVP.
Weekdays,
weekends,
we've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're concluding our conversation on stroke with Mary Nicholson, founder of Healings in Motion. And we've also had a contribution today from Manny Alfonso, who is a clinical neural nurse specialist. We unfortunately don't have enough time to answer any more questions. So, Irene and Sonda, please make sure our engineer has your question and your information, and I will get those answers from Mary and or Manny and make sure you get them sometime today. So, Mary, we only have a couple of minutes left, so let's take that time this time to let people know how they can get in touch with you and Healings in Motion and let people know how you can help them if they experience a stroke or in particularly have a caregiving need as a result of a stroke.
One of the things that was important is to identify the nearest comprehensive and primary stroke centers in your area. You can get more information on stroke and Healings in Motion by going to our website, healingsinmotion.org. And Gerald, I really would love to talk about the role of caregivers, but I know we're out of time, but it's very, very vital in the recovery of a stroke and other chronic illness, and so that in and of itself needs to be spotlighted.
And as I said earlier, based on the response that we've gotten and the amount of information that we've given and the questions that we've been asked, we are going to have you and Manny back at some time in the near future, and we're going to continue this conversation on the prevention and caregiving as a result to stroke. It's happening to young people today, not just older people, and that's an area that we weren't able to touch, but we are going to get to that the next time we get together. So, Mary, I want to thank you for being you, number one. You've made a heck of a contribution to my life and to a lot of people's lives, and you've demonstrated the tenacity to recover and come back and help other people after being very close yourself. So I appreciate you, love you. Manny, thank you for contributing. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. Black Lives Matter is next.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Two senior House Democrats want social media companies to do something about the spike in violent threats against law enforcement officers. Representatives Carolyn Mahoney and Stephen Lynch sent a letter to several companies, including Meta and Twitter. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell thinks Mardi Gras may not happen because of a police officer shortage. She told the town hall she doesn't want to put anyone at risk if it turns out there aren't enough officers on the street. Drake gets the nod as Shazam's most all-time searched artist. The Music Discovery app, for its 20th birthday, created a list of the most searched artists and songs and found Drake holds the record with 350 million Shazams. Drake's One Dance is his most Shazam song, being searched for over 17 million times. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.